Well, Sagittarius, not a lot is changing, but we are adding something new astrologically. So we're going to get into it because it could actually be pretty freaking beautiful, to be honest with you. But we still got some stuff to talk about. Sagittarius, this is your weekly tarot card reading from Born Without Boundaries Tarot. It is for Sagittarius, Sun, Moon, and Rising signs. There's a new video that comes out every single week here on Born Without Boundaries Tarot, so please go ahead and subscribe to the channel and ring that notification bell so that you know when I upload your favorite content. Sagittarius content comes out every single Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific time. That's over here on the west coast of the U.S. There's always an extended reading as well, which I hope that you guys will join me for if you want more deeper meaning to continue the message with me and get more details. That link is always below, or you can consider joining the Unbound membership to Born Without Boundaries Tarot, and in doing so, get unlimited access to all the extended readings for the life of your membership and all the other channel perks. Now, Sagittarius, what has been going on, we're going to start with the astrology, just so that you guys know. I'm going to just give you an astrology overview, and then we're going to get into the cards. Because a lot of times what's going on in the cards really plays into the astrology, because of course the astrology is impacting everything. Now, Jupiter's already, Jupiter is your ruling dignitary, in case you guys didn't know that. Jupiter is already, it's in Aries, which is a wonderful, hot, expansive, explosive, and very energized, high energy. So this is a period of productivity for you. That will remain. But then we add in the aspects to other planets, which could throw a chink in the chain, make things more complicated, or help you out. There is a irritating, if you will, square to the sun. Now, Jupiter square the sun, not really a horrible square. It really kind of makes you super focused on wanting to get things done and wanting to achieve things, and knowing who you are and realizing what's important to you. It's just that there can be this dynamic of expectation and at what rate you're supposed to be getting it done that can trip you up a bit. But generally speaking, it's more motivational, which is good. You also have a very complex aspect to the South Node, which with Jupiter sitting between those two aspects, it's almost like, who the hell am I? What do I actually want out of this life? I know what I want out of this life, but how do I go about getting it? And are the ways that I'm going about getting it actually the way I want to go about getting it? And what do I know that what do I need to know that I don't know about kind of moving forward or making progress? In other words, what could be tripping you up right now is that you're trying to make progress doing the same old things, using the same old modalities, doing the same things you've always done, instead of throwing that shit away and working at something new. New college degree, going to college for the first time, get out of college, you know, like finally get out of college, do something that where you're not using your degree at all, but that it's your passion project. All of these kind of things are stuff that you really want to look at, because as you expand and grow, the issue is you have to expand and grow too. It can't just be about, I want to grow with what I have. No, it's I want to grow. And then with growing myself, and who I am and how I see myself and what I can do and what I'm good at and what my talents are, what my skills are, what my interests are, I can actually through that way find different or new opportunities. So that's sort of the secret sauce to your success in this very kind of agitating, challenging aspects. The good thing about this week is that I believe it's on Wednesday, later on this week. Well, I'm checking my charts, but it's later on this week, maybe Thursday, where a sextile between Jupiter and Venus forms, and that'll stay for about a week, and that's a really beautiful aspect. Beautiful because it brings fortune when it comes, brings fortune, luck, expansion when it comes to money. Finances, because Venus rules money and finances, also romance and love or connections or how much people value you and what you can bring to the table. So if you were going to try new opportunities. This is a wonderful time to start trying it because people are going to be more receptive to giving you those chances. You'll have luck or fortune on your side, especially to sort of like go with God and help to open up new doors and new possibilities and extensions of your current talents, but to like push them and see what else you're good at. Open yourself up to something new and dynamic, and you'll get the opportunities to do so. Let's get into the cards. Sagittarius. For people on here who try to get at me for starting with the astrology, y'all are stupid. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Because honestly, the cards and the astrology so intricately, because it's an analysis of the energy. Bring your ideas to life. What is it that you have been? First of all, this is telling me that this is a time of great ideas and great expansion and ability to remember the ideas and focus on them and actually maybe get some stuff done. Happy birthday, Doug Denny. Some stuff done with those ideas, right? It's a time to plant those seeds and put it to action, right? Especially if you've been thinking about it for a while, you never gave it a chance. This is also a spark to life. So something initiates, something begins. And it is very much you taking the chance and you making the move. So you're the catalyst for your own life here. Truth transcends illusion. Better talk to somebody. Better tell the truth. Better take action right away. It's almost like in some ways saying you better do it right now. You better tell somebody the truth right now. You better say something honest right now. You better stop hiding or keeping a secret right now because you want to get it out of the way. You don't want that burden on you. It's almost like a hello. This is your easy warning. Please listen to it now because it only gets worse from here. Number one. Also, number two, truth transcends illusion. What do you really think? You know, I feel like it's like doing a radio talk show or doing a podcast or whatever. What do you really think? Telling the world what you really think. This is a good time to do that and to take action with it now because people are going to be, especially when that sextile to Venus comes, people are going to be very inclined, like I said, to listen to you, give you the benefit of the doubt, give you their ear, or like what you have to say, or that luck would have it, people who like what you have to say will be the ones listening, you know? And then we have lay a solid foundation. So this is a good time to start building on something, build something out, create a regular workflow for it, and it will grow. It's almost like wildfire with like that conduit. So it keeps growing and it stays lit. I don't really want to say wildflower because that's destructive. And I don't think this is destructive. I think this is very constructive, where you actually have an opportunity here to like use your own ideas, run with it. Something about just telling the truth about what you really want, what you really desire, what you really want to do, and getting to work on it is what spirit is saying you must do now. These are actions you have to take. This could also be taking action and telling the truth with regards to something that you're building, or telling somebody the truth, like say there's a Virgo or Aquarius in your life. This is a sense of if you tell them the truth now, you still have the ability to work on it. If like you act upon this now and don't try to, you know, go any further with any kind of self-deception or intentional deception of somebody else, if the truth is told now, there is still room to work on things when it comes to interpersonal relationships. And that goes for people who, you know, need to tell you the truth, right? So it's almost like initiate the conversation. If you're in this situation, it's a good time to initiate the conversation right now, Sagittarius, and say, I've been feeling there's this weird vibe and I want us to just lay shit on the table. What is going on inside of you? Because it's vibing, I know it's there, and I wanna know, please, let's have this conversation so we can actually pragmatically work through step by step. Because remember, Venus when Venus trines Jupiter, I'm sorry, when Venus sextiles Jupiter, that's later on this week, because Venus will be in Gemini. Now that's really, really important energy, because Venus in Gemini is different than Venus in Taurus. She kind of drags her feet and looks for what makes sense in Taurus, but in Gemini, she's much more idea-based, concept-based. So it's almost like the open-mindedness is tied to the luck you're going to get or how you're going to get things done. So it's like, open up the lines of communication, be their friend, you know, first, forget about the lover, be their friend first, and just talk like friends would, be open and receptive, and that's sort of going to be your conduit to getting things done or moving things forward, so they first of all, they have a future, but also so they don't get destroyed. Because it's almost like saying, do this now, this is the breaking point, you don't want to let this go beyond this point, you got to confront it now, okay? And then we have transformation is beautiful, so this is really good energy that's sort of cascades from telling the truth, doing the right thing, and putting your intentions, putting your hard work where your intentions are, being able to go to a higher level, go to a different level, be bigger than you normally would have been. You know, it's the butterfly to the caterpillar relationship, where you can be more than what you are now. You can expand and grow. And then we have make your dreams real. This is exceptional energy, going back to the original, more esoteric version of this reading, which is you've been working on something. This is the time to get to sort of like weave it and really like double down on it. Working on something, weaving on something, weaving. If you think Charlotte's Web also has to do with communications. So there's something to do with communications, because there's Virgo energy here too. Networking, marketing, blogging, something with talking, written word. Maybe you're writing, maybe writing a book or something. So especially these activities, very smart to do in this climate right now with your ideas. The point is to share your ideas or start laying the foundation for you to share your ideas on. And then we have trust the great mystery. Just dive right in. You're being pushed that way already. You're being directed in that way. Just dive right in. You know, are you in over your head? Well, not if you're a fucking whale. It's like you need a lot of space to move around if you're a whale. So yes, you're entering a larger arena. That's true. It's like the caterpillar to the butterfly, right? This sense of little caterpillar's world is very small. It's very detailed. It's very one step in front of the other because he's got little feet. When he has wings, it's like the fucking sky is legitimately the limit. But you're ready for this now, is what it's saying. You're ready. You know, a whale's not going to drown. A whale doesn't think, oh, I'm in over my head. You know, no, this is, you kind of like, you don't want to be a big fish in a small pond anymore. Dive into the blue because you're big enough for it. And then we have 10 to the small things. So make sure that you keep your health correct. Maybe you're working on like fully diving into getting healthier. This is really important. If you lay a solid foundation, especially Virgo energy could relate to that as well. This is double Virgo energy, so it could have to do with healing or making healing your priority. So diving into a healthier kind of lifestyle is really good right now. Time for a beginner mind. Those old mindsets, and this is the challenge this week. We talked about it with the astrology. Those old mindsets are not going to do you any favors. Like I said, the way that you used to do things, the way that you used to figure things out, it's like breaking the pattern, break the bad habit. Expect that for the next 30 days, whenever you're trying to break a pattern, it's going to be hard because you got to retrain your brain, but you got to form a new pattern. The only way you break an old pattern, form a new pattern, right? So this is what it's saying. It's form a new pattern. It's time for a new mindset. You can't get to a new place with an old mindset, because even if you do arrive, you're just going to make what you found in that new place, you're just going to reconstruct it in the same old image that you left. So in order, and that's just going to be like the old thing now in a new place. And that's self-defeating. So ultimately, what you're trying to do is get rid of the old mindset. so that when you get to the new place, you see things in a whole different way and you can actually have a different world, a different life, or different opportunities, and different opportunities will work for you. Sagittarius. Yeah, you're like a fish out of water right now. Aquarius energy is here. Maybe you feel like in some ways you don't fit in or you don't belong. Trying to find that person who is like the odd duck with you. Cancerian energy is here. So there's some sort of nurturing, bringing to life, taking care of a family. Or you could be having a visitor. A visitor might come in and actually sort of change the way that you kind of look at the world. This is from the Written in the Stars deck. No, this is not a paid promotion. I just love this fucking deck. And it's new to me, so I want to read a little bit of it to you. I'm still building my intuitive relationship with this deck. I really love the deck. So I want to bring you the messages from the author. The moon indicates your instinctual nature that was formed in early childhood. Fuck with that. Like, this is fourth house energy, right? Where you came from. That south node comfort zone, shit that was programmed into you by somebody else. Okay? Delving further into this critical time may reveal your capacity now to nurture yourself so that you can grow beyond it and others so that you don't make the same mistakes your parents made and your ability to form healthy bonds in intimate relationships. Maybe taking care of a kid, taking care of kids, taking care of a child. It may be beneficial to explore buried memories connected to this period of your life. Okay? This exploration can help remove obstacles to self-healing because that's what you're trying to do. That's what you're working on. So let them come up. Let that shit from the past confront it. Confront it is the only way to get rid of it. So that you may begin to cultivate healthy partnerships. Embarking on this journey might prove meaningful should you wish to be a parent, number one. Number two, you're also heading into Cancer season. By today, essentially, the moon moves into Cancer. So it's almost like be a whole new person. Be a whole new world. Be a whole new you. Be a whole new self. Right, really being able to at least accept your originality so that you don't try to conform or you're not sucked back into doing things the way that you've always done them. Okay, this may be also able to form more intimate, deeper relationships because we have a two here. Okay, I'm gonna read this. Oh yeah, and we'll read it. Because you need to hear it. It wouldn't have come out if you didn't hear it. Limiting beliefs stand in the way of accepting others who might appear to be different. Listen, don't judge somebody on who the fuck they were when you were kids. Don't do that shit. Don't. Because why would you want it? You wouldn't want it done to you. Don't judge yourself based on who you were when you were kids. Because you're not those people anymore. You have a right to become who you want to be, not who you originally saw yourself as based on other people's opinions of you. Don't do that to yourself. Because you are limiting yourself when you do that to yourself. Learn to accept yourself as a unique treasure and reach out to others who might also feel estranged. This is about breaking family bonds or breaking family patterns and loving somebody for the sake of loving somebody. Instead of just like, well, what have they done for me? Or we used to hate each other when we were kids. It's not that anymore. It's like getting over that. Just because someone doesn't understand you doesn't mean you aren't important. Stay open-minded and work on ways to love yourself. Community service is a good avenue to meet people from all walks of life and build confidence. It may also prove beneficial if you deepen your knowledge of metaphysics. This study may help you embrace the wondrous world around you. And this is two. It's finding a connection. It's finding an echo. It's finding that reflection back to you. It's finding a point where the two, like you're connecting. This is all about connecting deeper with somebody, maybe from your family, maybe from your past, allowing forgiveness to be. It could be reconnecting or just realizing that maybe you never knew them or they never knew you. That's really cool. And in the process of being able to just like see me for who I am now and I'll see you for who you are now, we have a whole different relationship. It's not going to be what it was in the past because we're not the past. Past is over. It's done. It's gone.
Oh. Okay. Okay. So, where is this leading? Where is this meeting or relationship or... Oh, that's what it is. Message in a bottle. No more.
It's like something that's been held away from you or that was denied to you or that was, kept on hold or kept secret. Bam. It's exploding all over the place. There is a fucking like secret released or revealed. What is this? What is this? Can you give me a clue as to what this message coming in is? What is this message coming in regarding? Yin energy. Oh, it's almost like finally receiving love from somebody who didn't love you because they didn't understand you or because they always treated you like an outcast and now they're realizing, well, fuck, I should have treated Sagittarius better because they know a hell of a lot more than I ever gave them credit for. Who is this person in your life? It may be spiritual too. Could it be a connection that is like from beyond? Yeah, it could. Oh. Hold on. I told you this was a surprise package. And I feel like the surprise package is coming in now. And it could be in the form of somebody saying what they've needed to say for a while. Right? Credit where credit's due. King of Swords and King of Wands. It's making sense out of your passions, finally making a statement based on having the courage and the passion to be able to accept somebody. It's almost like you're two goddamn adults now. Are you dealing with some sort of air sign counterpart in some ways? It's like finally being able to clear the air between the two of you, or the two of you finally acknowledge each other as respectable equals and dignifying each other's uniqueness. I'm gonna go deeper. Please join me. The link is below. I'll see you guys in the extended.